The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
Yo, what is going on, people? Welcome to Throwdown, episode 418. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I'm joined by Emilio Lopez.
The darkness. The darkness is what I feel. Sorry, guys, I'm having some camera issues, but, it'll be solved in a bit.
OBS, baby. Carlos Romero.
Yo, what's going on?
And Richard Bailey Jr.
What's up, everybody?
All right, Bay, you already know, back with another one. Heads up, no Brett action tonight. He needs to initiate the Odin sleep. Brian is off. He already let us know that beforehand. And we don't know where Chris is. We don't know where Chris is, though. He may show up, he may not show up. Maybe there's some storms in Texas. Who knows? Maybe he's still watching the eclipse. I don't know. but I know he had guests. You know what? I think that's what it is. I think that whatever, because he had guests come over to, hang out with Texas, because I think they got that totality by where he is. So he might still be hanging out with his guests. So that's probably that.
Oh, breaking news. Chris will be on in a bit.
Oh, excuse me.
Whoa.
Just showed up, man, like the eclipse, Yo, Chris, what's up, man?
Yo.
I was speculating if you still had guests over or whatever, which would have been fun.
Yeah.
So being that you were in the center of the eclipse, did Apocalypto happen?
No, I didn't see Cortez show up or nothing.
Yeah. Did you gain any superpowers though?
No. I wish. I was like staring up at that shit. The only thing it did was strain my back. I was like, oh. Yeah, it was kind of hazy and cloudy, so it was hard to see it sometimes.
Yeah.
It was the same over here
Yeah.
It was the same over here in PA.
Yeah, it was kind of cloudy, but it was fun because I didn't really have any plans to see the thing. But then, when I saw my editor in chief was like, I'm going to take a break to go see the eclipse. I'm like, the boss is doing it. I'm going to do it too.
Yeah, why not?
So I go up to the roof. Yo, I swear half the building was up there chilling, And even though not everybody had glasses, like the people with glasses, they shared them and stuff. So I was able to look at it because you couldn't see it with your naked eyes. Like it was just too kind of cloudy.
It would burn your retina.
Yeah, it would. So, I put the glass on and you get to see it. It was only like 90% coverage. And I had to give respect to the dudes that did the cardboard box deal. That was pretty fun. The milk cart and shit. So to me, the most fun part wasn't the eclipse. Like eclipse, who cares? It was just hanging out with the neighbors. That was pretty fun, And as I think I've said this before, I always feel a little out of place with the neighbors because I'm like, I'm like one of the oldest people in this building. Everybody's fucking young. It's crazy, And I'm 44 years old and I'm like one of the older people in this building. Think about that,
Yeah, in professional settings, if you're in your 40s, that's like prime age.
Yeah. But everybody's younger than me or younger looking at least, there's only like maybe a handful of people I've seen that I know are older than me, that look older than me, but like everybody else looks younger, So very interesting, but cool stuff, neighbors are dope. Good times with the eclipse, man. Chris, I'm assuming you guys had a blast down there with with all the guests and everything.
Yeah, it was fun. It was Jen and Gan, you remember. They came down.
Nice. It's good to see them again after a while, right?
Yeah, I haven't seen them in years.
Fuck. Manny, I got to see them in Seattle last time we were there, which was years ago too,
I got to see them last year because I was up in Seattle. I was in Seattle for,
PAX West, yeah.
All right, PAX West.
Good stuff, man. Obviously vamping here because we don't have too many things to talk about, but the things we do have to talk about are controversial, to say the least.
No. Oh,
like the jaw of the chicken Star Wars Outlaws?
Yeah, man. Yeah, that.
Yo, those Warriors memes are fucking gold.
Yeah, it's like, what are you guys doing, man? And I'm wondering, Chris, is a certain consulting agency involved with this game? Because I wouldn't be surprised. Oh,
probably.
This reeks of that, if you know what I mean. What did we decide to call them on this podcast? Like, sugary infants?
Sugary infants.
Yeah. But even if they're not involved, remember, it's like a hydra. There are many heads doing the same thing. So we're not going to get to that. I want to give a quick shout out to James the Week. He goes, me, a Berserk fan. Berserk is some good stuff, sir. You know, good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So let's get into it, man. Star Wars.
A very well-known eclipse.
Yeah.
Berserk.
Yes. Yes. That's right. Yeah. Oh, man. That fucking eclipse. Anyway, Star Wars Outlaws, they released the trailer. Games drop in October 30th, I believe. August 30th, excuse me. Summer game. And yeah, who saw the trailer? What did you think? I'm gonna watch this shit now.
I mean, it was just a cinematic trailer, to be honest.
One of those.
Yeah, I mean, that's all it was.
It was like the same as like the last one. It was just like it showed you things that you could do, and you know, her getting beat up, or you know, yelling at you know Jabba the Hutt, and you know, she's playing with all the Star Wars toys. That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's somewhere sandwiched in the original trilogy. Okay. I think between the second and third movie, judging by what was in the trailer. Because she sees Solo and Carbonite, right? So that's between the second
and third movie. Yeah, Return of the Jedi time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That is a powerful jaw. I'm looking at this trailer right now.
So, yeah, she does a little, you know, she's, you know, the whole premise, I guess, of this one is that it's like all the gangsters in the universe are like, well, the Empire is too busy fucking with the rebels, so we're going to use this chance to get rich out of this. It makes sense, right? You know, because theoretically the Empire is the sort of police of the galaxy, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, they're working on making a lot of money, you know, doing all kinds of, you know, sneaky shit. And that's what it seems like.
Yeah. I saw bits of the trailer. I couldn't even tell what type of game it is.
Yeah,
is it
I can't tell either.
It seemed like it was mostly not all.
The other trailer seemed to show a lot more little bits of gameplay. Or she can drive around on her little bike and stuff, and she's got third person. So my guess it's a third person action game, you know, along the lines of a certain game called Beyond Good and Evil. And that's my only disappointment with this game. It's not Beyond Good and Evil. It's just more Star Wars stuff. And I can't say I'm very excited about Star Wars these days.
So, you know, it's interesting you said Beyond Good and Evil, because when you said Star Wars and third person action game, I thought of the canceled 1313, you know?
Yeah, 1313. Yeah.
But then again, Beyond Good and Evil 2, that was a Ubisoft game.
Yeah, just like this one is.
Yep. It's funny because you can kind of see, you can theoretically insert Jade into these situations and get a very similar experience, but you know, obviously, you know, they want to have Ubisoft, you know, they were one of the first people to take the Star Wars license when Disney opened the door to multiple developers beyond EA, which is good. You know, different companies making Star Wars games. There's at least a few of them that we know that are in development. So, I mean, it looks fine enough. The graphics look quite good, you know, for the way they sort of render things. But, you know, I don't need any more Star Wars, you know?
Yeah. Oh, real quick shout out to Black Metal Gamer over on YouTube with the $2 super chat. Thank you, sir.
Thanks a lot.
He goes, never day one Ubisoft, wait on a sale this holiday. Or you could save even more money by not buying this game, you know?
Or Brett was here. He's like, wait until it gets on Game
Pass. wait, Carlos, are you saying this game is good enough for Game Pass?
It looks like it's good enough for Game Pass.
Yeah.
I mean,
go ahead, Ben.
It's hard to tell what type of game it is, and you know, Star Wars. They're just throwing Star Wars left and right since freaking Disney acquired it. So it's hard to get super pumped about these games. I agree with Manny. The aesthetics. I mean, they did the same thing for Beyond Good and Evil 2. They released a whole bunch of CG trailers, and it looks nice. It even looks kind of similar to the way
these games are, it's probably the same animation studio doing this, or I don't know if it's an engine or whatever, but yeah, it's hard to get hyped up for this game because it's really, you don't, once you're in the game for this long, you know what to look for and you know what to not fall for, if that makes any sense.
Yeah. Real quick, Rich, before I go to you, James the Wake says, internet requirement and season pass on a single player game should be a felony. man, that's not a good look, but here's the thing. It's so disappointing because that seems to be the norm now. Like, there are times when, like, you know, the internet may be spotty. I'm playing a single player game and it's like, you can't access the game right now. I'm like, a single player game. What the fuck? You know, it's crazy. Thank you, Black Metal Gamer, again, for $2 more. This game's going to be Wildlands with sci-fi skin. Who knows?
It could be. Yeah. But I just, going back to your point, Tony, it's like, I remember playing Resident Evil 2 Remake and my internet went out and I'm like, and it's telling me, I'm going to get kicked out of the game.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what?
I remember, so, yeah. I mean, this happened to me multiple times, but like, I got that shit in Dragon Quest 11, man. Dragon Quest 11. Like, are you fucking kidding me? Yo, hold on. These guys on YouTube right now making it rain, man. Lotus Spirit, $5. Thank you. Per character lying on the side, raising his arm while saying, how's it going? Oh, peer character? I don't know what you mean, but peer character lying on the side, raising his arm while saying, how's it going? I had to
call. Is it a super sticker?
Is that what it is?
Could be a super sticker. It is. It's a super sticker. It's a little
thing
saying, how's it going? Yo, shout out to Lotus Esprit, man.
Yeah, man. Shout out to you, man. Yeah, remember, we're on YouTube and Twitch, people, combining the community or dividing it. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
What did divide and conquer?
You know, Rich, man, what are your thoughts on this trailer, bro?
So I also want to start by saying I do not like the cinematic trailers because I would like to see everything that the game is going to be representing gameplay-wise. They are going to have a Ubisoft Forward event in June, so I'm sure that we'll see a lot more of this game at that event. But to me, it's just looks like it's an action-adventure type game. Obviously, this is not the Jedi Fallen Order game because I think a lot of people like the idea of playing as a Jedi, so that probably sounds a lot cooler than playing as the Bounty Hunter. But I didn't learn too much from the trailer that they didn't already tell us in the last time that we saw it. I will say, however, I am curious to learn more and see more. And it doesn't mean that I'm actually going to buy the game, but I definitely want to see what else they have in this game that they feel separates it from anything else that we've already seen. Because it could be just more of the same.
Yeah. Rich, when you said it doesn't look like, I thought you were going to say this doesn't. You know, this is not the Star Wars game you were looking for. You
know? Yeah. Yeah. Well, to be honest, it isn't because, like I say, I haven't played any of the Jedi Fallen Order games yet. You know, obviously there are two of them. They're working on the third one. I would prefer to play that before I play this. I mean, because I like the idea of playing as a Jedi. I mean, it looks a little bit cooler, but yeah, this is definitely not the game that I was looking forward to. But hey, listen, you know, I guess I still need to see a little bit more from the game. But so far, I'm not necessarily interested, I would say. I'll just say, I don't mind seeing a little bit more just to give them the benefit of the doubt to see what else is different about this.
Yeah. Again, just looking at the trailer, looking at the screenshots here, I'm going to assume it's a third person action game, but we can't make that determination. Why? Because they didn't release a gameplay trailer. But it does look like the trailer itself is in engine, though. I don't think it's like a CG trailer. It doesn't look like the graphics don't look that good to be a CG trailer, if you know what I mean. You know, and I'm not just talking about Homegirl's face, you know. By the way, did you guys notice that comparison? Like they compared, you know, this her model to like the real life version. The real life version's fucking gorgeous. Then they compared the dude from the Jedi Survivor games. He looks exactly the same in the game and in real life. Very interesting.
Yeah.
You know, exactly. Like there's no difference, you know. There was a time when games used to actually create the actors the way they're supposed to, but you know, things are a little different now. Very interesting.
I mean, in Death Stranding, everybody looks like who they're supposed to
be. Yeah,
well,
you know, Kojima, you know, he's gonna do his thing. He's gonna make them look even more than the way they're supposed to look. The Avengers, you're crazy, black metal gamer. But yeah, I kind of agree with the general consensus here. I am tired of Star Wars. I think they've run the franchise to the ground. Like, what's the thing that's coming up next? The fucking Acolyte looks fucking absolutely terrible. Everything from, what do they call it, the New Republic era, they just made this shit up. They decided to get rid of the, you know, extended universe, bring in this fucking whatever era. And it's,
I think
all
it's called the High Republic.
High Republic, thank you. Garbage. Absolute garbage. You know, there's been hints, hope here and there. First two seasons of Mandalorian, the first fucking Jedi Survivor game. But yes, generally speaking, I agree. And I have said this many times that Star Wars has been run into the ground. Disney ran into the ground. It's just, I mean, Disney in general is just running everything we love into the ground. But that's a whole other story. But yeah, I'm not excited for this game.
I agree with most of the sentiment, but I will have to give a shout out to Andor. Andor's great.
Yeah. But here's the thing about Andor. You got to put an asterisk on that shit. Andor.
Oh.
The show about a dead guy you don't care about.
the show about a guy who died from a movie that was one of the better of the Star Wars films.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like an answer, like, hey, this is the best show this is the best Star Wars show, and it doesn't matter, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, that's all Star Wars. Everyone's dead.
Yeah.
Except for, you know, the ones in the latest movies, but you know, they made a Obi-Wan Kenobi movie or show.
Oh, that He's show dead. Was terrible. But at least you know the character and you like him, you know? Not some random guy from a fucking spin-off movie, you know? When I saw the trailer, I was like, oh yeah, he was in that, because you barely remember him.
He was like one of three Han Solos that were in that film.
Yeah. yeah.
But it was like, the thing about Andor is like, he really doesn't have much to do in that movie. He's kind of a coward. So it's like,
remember the Cleveland show on Fox, the spinoff of the Family Guy? Like, I still remember, you know, what you just said just reminded me of, you know, the fat kid in the show. If everybody's Han Solo, then nobody's Han Solo. He was talking about Firefly. It's like, because everybody's Han Solo on that show.
Yeah, they're all lovable rogues.
James the Wake says Star Wars Battlefront Classic Collection have been done dirty too. Yeah, hot trash. You know, it's crazy.
It's disappointing that a lot of this stuff. I think Disney just needs to take a rest on some Star Wars.
They really should.
We're already hearing rumors about there being a new trilogy of Rey trilogy.
Rey trilogy, yeah, because everybody asked for that. A fucking Rey trilogy. Let's go.
To be honest,
I feel like retwacing.
Yeah, why don't
they give John Boyega the love that he deserves? Because man, that dude got done dirty in those Star Wars movies. Homeboy was on the cover and on the poster, and all of a sudden he was gone.
Yes,
guy had the most potential. Like, he had the most potential of having an interesting story. Yeah. He was a, what was it? He was a former stormtrooper.
Yeah, I'm like, holy villain. Shit! You know. Yeah. That's no, cool. God, instead, they cucked him in the second movie. You know,
he's like, Ray, I got something to tell you. Okay, what do you got to tell him? No, nothing. Didn't get to that. Didn't have the time to.
Oh my god. Whatever. Chris, what do you think about this trash?
Oh, Outlaws? I'm not interested at all. Like, I've been done with Star Wars for a while, so I don't care about anything that comes out, TV show, movies, whatever. It's just Disney has just relegated all of it to trash. They've ruined existing characters. Like, Obi-Wan was terrible. That Ahsoka show is terrible. Like, it's all terrible. Boba Fett, I don't have any faith. Terrible. I know it's like a game, but I watch the trailer and I'm just like, eh. If I need to be reminded of the original trilogy, I'll go watch those movies. I don't feel like playing this shit.
Yeah, no, it looks awful. Awful, awful, awful. You know, but, and, you know, if you guys been keeping up with some of the drama surrounding this game, video has been disliked to hell on YouTube, man. Lots of downvotes because, you know, it looks like garbage, you know? So let it gum, let it be run to the ground. I remember when they first announced it, some weirdos were like, how do I want to say this diplomatically? They had the hots for the robot guy. I'm like, okay, bro.
There's a robot guy in it?
Yeah, look at the poster. There's a robot guy right behind her.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know why it's getting so many downlinks. I understand not getting upvotes. It's just not offensive. It's just
It's not egregious. Racist. It's more just meh. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah, I think it's more of you know, because like I said, it smells of, you know, sugar.
These motherfuckers already. They're using it for the ideologue, ammo, politics, whatever. All right. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, I don't blame them. But yeah, I don't care. Like, even if I get offered to review this game, I'm going to pass. I don't care. I'm done, you know? Yo, Chris, I don't know if you remember this from years ago. It was on this podcast that we were talking about Star Wars, you know, how they were fucking up. And you're like, well, good thing I always liked Star Trek. Ain't that ironic? You look what they've done to that franchise, Paramount, you know? Jesus.
I mean, the last Picard thing was actually very good, but it's hard. I can definitely see people having a difficult time with, you know, essentially coming back. But Picard and, what is it, Strange New Worlds, those are pretty good.
Yeah, but like you said, you understand why people aren't coming back. The bridges.
Yeah, because if you're already doing all these, going in the wrong direction, and then, you know, at one point you finally decide to get it right, you got to do more. It's not going to, one thing is not going to convince everybody to come back. You got to keep doing it, you know?
Yeah. So, I'm good.
You see when it happens, right? You know, at least those first two seasons of The Mandalorian, great stuff. But then, you know, obviously, you know, whoever was in charge of Disney decided that they needed to put a bunch of cartoon characters that nobody knows about in this thing and not give them any sort of explanation. And that's always my biggest issue. It's even with the Marvel things. It's like we have all these connected universes, all these different things. It's like, and they're not conducive to people not just, you know, people who just want to watch the movie. Oh, yeah, that person right there, he came from this. Oh, that one from right there. Oh, yeah, he came from there. Who gives a shit?
Yeah. All right. If we don't want to say anything more about Star Wars, let's move on to the other controversy that happened this week.
What controversy?
Dead Space 2 remake. I call it the Battle of the Insiders, this one.
Uh-oh. Is Jeff Grubb involved?
You know. You know he is. And Jason Schreier decided to jump in, too. It's a free-for-all, you know.
Grubby and Shriney are having a big old battle?
Yeah. Who will win? And was, you know, Henderson involved too, Rich? I believe he was. You know, everybody was involved. By the way, Henderson, yes. We're going to talk about him soon, you know?
Uh-oh.
I'm not going to say it, but he tweeted something he wasn't supposed to, you know? Fucking, let me stop. Anyway, let me read this from IGN. EA has denied reports that a Dead Space 2 remake was in development before being canceled, with a spokesperson telling IGN, we don't, you know, the usual bullshit, we don't comment on rumors. Anyway, who started that rumor? Mr. Jeff Grubb. So he said that EA Motive was working on concept for Dead Space 2, but that it was shelved because of lackluster sales of the, you know, the current remake. And then EA came out and said, no. That's not true. Then Jason Schreier got mixed in, you know, and he's saying that basically the entire Dead Space franchise is on hold now because of like the low sales of the Dead Space remake. It's very interesting, you know. Let me read what he says. Thankfully, they had to tweet embedded because Jason Schreier has me blocked because he has everybody blocked because he's spineless. A rumor today suggested that EA shoved a Dead Space 2 remake, which an EA spokesperson denied, saying there was no validity to the story. People familiar with the project tell Bloomberg that EA's statement is correct. Motive has been on other projects for nearly a year. So yeah, basically saying, you know, EA's not interested in Dead Space because EA's going to EA. Where's motherfucking Burnout? But let me stop. I'm surprised that Dead Space remake didn't sell well. I thought it was acclaimed. And I know the people who played it did enjoy it, but I guess the larger gaming community didn't give a fuck, you know? Or they were just too busy playing Resident Evil 4 remake. I'm not sure, you know? But Chris, what's your take on that? Because I know you enjoyed the Dead Space remake.
And Chris is like, why not both?
Yeah, I don't know if I buy that they didn't plan a Dead Space 2 remake. I don't see how, because Capcom has kind of caused even Konami to start trying to delve into their IPs and start remakes and try to get some easy money. But Capcom has done it right, you know, from the beginning. I thought Dead Space did fairly well, unless EA had unreasonable expectations, which they usually do. They put their success rate at usually high numbers, so maybe it didn't hit those. But I don't think it was unsuccessful either. Just maybe it had outrageous expectations that it didn't meet. And for me, it's hard to believe that they wouldn't at least entertain a sequel or greenlight or start some kind of discovery into it. Like, to just say, like, nah, we never planned this. We weren't doing it anymore. Really? You weren't even going to try, like, another round? What else do you got going on? It's just like, I don't know. It doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, very strange. But at the same time, this is EA. You know how they are. What the hell is EA even doing nowadays, man? Like seriously, what is their biggest game right now? Like FIFA? Is that it? Is that what they're living FIFA, off probably. And obviously, oh, yes. I know it's called something else right now, but we'll in this house, we call it FIFA, you know? So, Rich, what's your take on this, man?
Yeah, I know about the Dead Space remake. That's one game that I still haven't had a chance to play. I've heard a lot of great things about it. I do believe maybe it didn't sell quite as well as they wanted it to sell. As for them supposedly making or not making a sequel, yeah, well, it makes sense that this would have to do well for them to even consider that. But I don't understand why they can't do it, because as to the point of what y'all said, I don't know what they're doing now. We know, obviously, they are working with BioWare, trying to make sure that, you know, we actually see Dragon Age in the next Mass Effect. But outside of that, in FIFA, I don't know what else EA is doing. So I don't really understand what the issue is.
Yeah. You know, I do remember, like, us discussing this, like, a while ago when the first Dead Space remake was announced. We're like, yeah, they should make a Dead Space 2 remake and then stop.
Yep.
You know, we don't need a remake of the third game. We do not need that. Unless it's a complete remake. Like, it's not even recognizable, you know? Like, it would have to be such a remake that it won't even be the same game, you know? That's the only way I'll accept that, because that was not a good game. I remember reviewing that. That was not a fun time. But yeah, it's very interesting. And then people are saying, oh, fucking EA, they're liars. I don't believe them. Some like, people in the industry were saying this. Like, you shouldn't believe EA. I'm like, oh, shit. You know what has happened here. But again, I just find it funny how, like, one insider was saying, yeah, this is, you know, this is happening. The other guy's like, no, that's not happening. And it's like, that's why I tweeted that shit. I'm like, maybe we shouldn't listen to these insiders. Just saying. A lot of these guys are just opportunistic, man, looking for the clout, you know? Like somebody we mentioned before, whose name starts with an H, you know? It's hilarious, man. By the way, I wonder if the guys in the Discord got my reference. They're like, Tony, who are you talking about? I said, here's your one clue. Harry and the... But I don't know if people even know that fucking movie.
That movie's 30 years old plus, I guess, at this point.
There was a TV show too, damn it. You know?
Don't have faith in that.
I know. I thought about that too when I put it. I'm like, I don't think it... But that's why I also felt safe. But it's like, this reference is probably so obscure that it no one's going to get it. Even though, to me, I'm like, how do you not know Harry and the Hendersons, man? That show's on WPIX all the time, you know? But like Carlos said, I was 30 years ago. Fuck. You know? Feeling old, man. All right, man. Anything else you want to... Go ahead. Anything else you want to say about this topic?
Yeah, just a quick comment to make. Like I said, I don't know how much Dead Space remake sold when it came out. But I will say, if it didn't sell well, that is embarrassing, because you know what game it went up against in January of last year?
Oh.
Which one?
Flop Spoken. Yeah. I know damn well a lot of people didn't buy that game. So that's Very interesting.
Yeah. No, if I did my job right, I kept people away from that trash. What a horrible game that was, man. I think I gave that shit a 2 out of 5. Shit.
With the costs of games these days, does it really surprise you that it didn't, that the Dead Space remake didn't hit their projections?
Yes, that's a good point. That's a damn good point, you know? Think about it like this. The fucking Spider-Man, it was a Spider-Man remake on PS5. Was it like fucking $50 million? A remake cost $50 million. You know, so who knows how much this shit costs? That's a great point. You know?
Exactly. So, like, there's a good chance that they spent a lot of money to develop that game. And then they obviously thought, okay, yeah, this is going to be gangbusters. This is going to do all these numbers. And then it's like, here's the thing. It beat out Forspoken.
Yeah.
And that still wasn't enough.
It still wasn't enough. But then again, it beat out Forspoken, a game that didn't sell anything. That game flopped so bad, fucking Luminous Studios is gone, you know?
Yeah. So,
by the way, very interesting pattern I've noticed. Luminous Studio gone. Volition gone. I predict the next one is going to be Rocksteady. I think they're going to be gone too. They have something in common, but you know, you guys are smart enough to put the pieces together. What's up, Carlos?
I just went to the Steam page to see how much this game cost, Dead Space, the remake. It's still $60.
Wow. Yeah, it was $70 on console, yeah.
Well, I do have a question. Maybe you can check this, Carlos, and let us know later.
Mm-hmm.
Did this game do better than the Callisto Protocol? That came out, I think, the month prior to this. Because I remember the whole thing is people were comparing both of these games. And Callisto Protocol, one of our friends of the show, Mr. Adam Vale, was very frustrated with that game. So
I rage quit.
I reviewed that piece of crap. That was a bad game, man. That game, I did rage quit for like a day. I had to. I was so pissed off. After the third time in a row facing the same boss type, I'm like, I'm done. It's Seinfeld. I was like, can't. You know, I eventually beat the game, but that was terrible, you know? Lotus is stirred. Thanks for the $2. I'm guessing that's another emoji, Carlos, if you could look. By the way, you're our Brian tonight. You're looking at all the extra stuff, you know?
Yeah, so Lotus the Spirit said he sent a super sticker that says game over. Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Game over for them.
Game over.
You go. Okay. You got one. Game out.
Yeah. Game out.
Yeah, in terms of Callisto sales, there's this one place, VDGMS. I don't know what the hell. I've never heard of this site before. It says 2 million, and this was November of last year. So for Callisto Protocol. So I don't know. That sounds decent, but I don't know what they were expecting.
Yeah, we don't know. It's a good point. Oh, man. But yeah, you know, I don't know, man. It's fucking crazy. EA gonna EA, you know? Another franchise we'll never see again. Probably. All right, let's move on. I want to talk about Baldur's Gate 3 at one of the developers, man. This is an instance of someone being based as fuck, you know? So I'm reading this from IGN. Larian, publishing director, says the notion that industry-wide layoffs are inevitable is just not true, you know? Because, you know, this is something we've discussed many times. Obviously, we had no choice. Fucking everybody was getting laid off this year. Like, what was it? Last count is like over 5,000 people across the game industry have been laid off. And one of the narratives, you know, or I should say one of the beliefs is that, yeah, this couldn't be avoided. And to be fair, I kind of agree with that because I'm like, okay, if you hired all the extra people thinking you're going to be riding high off of the boost you got in COVID, yeah, you know, all these layoffs were going to be inevitable in that sense, you know? You could have avoided that shit.
Not totally a thing that it's more of a game that they're playing. And this is the same sort of game that the rest of the tech industry plays, right?
Mm-hmm.
With it to essentially artificial growth. And what they do is they always cut it off right before they hit rock bottom.
Yeah.
So they overextend themselves and then they drop it all.
Yeah. But yeah, I was saying I understand that viewpoint, but I also agree with this guy's assessment, which I'm about to read. And again, I'm reading this off of the IGN here. Over the past few months, Baldur's Gate developers have used its platform during award season speeches to advocate for a healthier game industry. This tradition now extends to its publishing director, who in a recent interview with Gamefile shared his thoughts on industry-wide layoffs plaguing developers over the past years as an, quote, avoidable fuck-up, his words. I like this guy already. Chief among 2024's massive layoffs include Nintendo announcing its restructuring in March, which has the potential to affect over 100 contract workers, Sony laying off roughly 900 employees in February, including developers across studios like Insomniac, Naughty Dog, and Guerrilla, and we talked about this, Microsoft laying off 1,900 staffers from its workforce in January following its $69 billion acquisition of Activision. I love how they throw that in there. It's like, hey, they laid all these people off after spending all this money. You know, speaking with Gamefile, Steven Totilo, Michael Dowse likened major gaming companies to massive oil tankers predicated on their ability to steer towards success. Should a company fail to plan accordingly while giving developers proper financial reserves to pivot, fallout via layoffs is sure to come. Instead of feeling like layoffs are inevitable, an inevitable aspect of the gaming industry, Dowse argues that they are avoidable. So here's what he says. But to prevent these giant operational failures that we call layoffs, they are an avoidable fuck-up. That's really all they are. That's why you see one after the other, because companies are going, well, finally, now we can do it too. We've wanted to do it for ages. Everyone else is, so why don't we? That's really kind of sick. Damn, that's a good point. It's like, oh, shit, they did it. We're going to do it too, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And again, man, like you said, you saw this in the tech industry. When Elon laid off a bunch of people, everybody started laying motherfuckers off, you know? Like, oh, shit, he did it. I'm going to do it too, you know? But yeah, so what do you guys think about this, that they could have avoided this? Yeah, with better planning, obviously, you know, but they're not thinking that far. You know?
No, they're literally just looking to give the impression of profitability and profitability and mindfulness, and that's the thing, always the ups and downs. And yeah, it was something that happened in the tech industry, and it's something that's happened. It's happening in the game industry, and then also not to mention, you know, they don't adjust their, you know, if this, you know, he says it is an avoidable fuck up because they could have literally adjusted all of their projections. Right.
Yeah.
They're like, okay, yeah, this is we can't function on the assumption that they would be making more money now that everybody can go out in the world, when it wasn't, and when it, literally every single person on this planet was captive audience.
Yeah.
So what are they looking for? Because they can't get out. Right.
Yeah. Games, you know.
Games, entertainment, all that stuff. And you see every single one of these companies experiencing huge drops in the amount of subscribers and all that stuff, because it was never meant to last.
Yeah. I want to read this next part. Dowse went on to note that none of the companies issuing layoffs are at risk of going bankrupt, but are instead, exactly. Yeah, that's a great point, but are at risk of pissing off the shareholders. Yeah, the shareholders, they wanted to see the money keep going the way it was before. So when things started drying up, it's like, okay, we gotta like lay off all these people to keep the money coming or keep things sustained. That's pretty much what it was.
They want to make the shareholders think that they're being mindful of what they're doing. And they're like, okay, yeah, you're gonna make the profitability off of the backs of the people that you just essentially the masses. And every single company did it.
Yep. Dowse echoed, because remember, Larian, you know, they talked about this during the Game Awards. So he says, companies should instead curb their greed and plan better so that developers have enough financial reserves available to pivot should they need to steer a game in a different direction. Yeah, but again, these people thought the money was just, the good times were always going to roll. You know, it's like, do you not see history? Good times never last, man. They come and they go. They come and they go. They come and they go. It's cycles, but they don't see that in the moment. Like, oh, shit, it's fucking raining money. Let's go, you know? Then they hire all these people that they don't need, and then they got to lay them off eventually, you know? It's crazy, man.
It's not to say that they don't need it. It's not to say they don't need those additional people. obviously every single one of those people, that's the usual way to sort of get a lot of these games over the curb, is essentially start, you know, filling up roles to essentially get everything over. But obviously there was no plan to keep these people around, right? What they'll do is they'll keep all of their key people and then just drop the other weight that's in there.
Yeah. Real quick, Rich, a very good friend of ours, Mr. Weapon X, is in the chat right now.
Here he goes.
Yeah, and he is he's a very huge fan of X-Men. Anyway, Manny, he had a comment at you. He goes, Emilio, thank you for the Gambit commission you tweeted yesterday. It means a lot, bro. You are the GOAT.
No problem, man. Yeah, you know, I figured it'd be fun to repost that one up again. That's actually one of my favorite commissions that I have done at a show. So yeah. Glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah. Reggie is he's a huge fan of X-Men 97. He's been trying to get me to watch it, but I told him no, it's not happening. But
I mean,
good on you, bro. I appreciate your passion for the show. You know,
I will say this, Reggie. You know, two things. In the moment, it may not work. Maybe Tony may find his way over to it at some point, but don't push it. Just let it go into the wind. And then if he ever comes back and decides, hey, you know what? Oh, let me watch this shit. It wasn't that bad. Or, man, that was garbage.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, we'll see. Like I said, after, you know, and I'm not going to get into it, but after I...
But you don't have Disney Plus anyway. You can that shit.
Well, you know, there are ways. But like I said, after I saw how they initially marketed the show, when I saw what the people that are writing the show had to say about the fans, I'm like, I think I'm good. I agree with this guy. He's base as fuck. Good on him. I'm glad he said that. But it doesn't matter. People already got laid off.
Everybody got laid off, and yeah, too bad they didn't let these guys at Larian say that at a certain, gaming event that happens at the end of the year every year.
Well, you know, because, yeah, that's the problem. They cut him off, you know?
Yeah, they cut him off. He literally had to do his whole speech on a video, a separated video.
Yeah. And then Jeff Keighley starts talking about, layoffs when it doesn't involve him, you know, or the gaming industry.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, exactly. He doesn't. He talks about gaming, layoffs in other industries, but not gaming, because the big boys don't want him to talk about that shit.
Yeah, because he doesn't want to upset not his shareholders, but his, you know, paymasters. Let's just call them what they are.
Yeah, I mean, the thing about it, just like anything, obviously, if you're working for a company, if these guys are paying your bills, obviously you're not going to start throwing shit at them because they're paying your bills.
Yeah.
So it makes sense why Jeff wouldn't say anything, because he doesn't want to, he doesn't want to shit where he eats. That's what it is, plain and simple. So
yeah.
If Jeff was fully independent, and he was, if somehow the Game Awards was able to essentially fund itself without any sort of attachment to the game industry, they would probably say he would probably at least allow that sort of speech to happen.
Yep.
On that stage.
Yeah, exactly. We know what you're about, bro.
Yeah. Right. For those, yeah, you know,
Carlos,
just a quick insight, sort of in the tech industry. Uh-oh. Whenever you hear, we're hiring record number of people in the company, you know, record hires, we're getting a lot of people, getting a lot of stuff done, and you know, it's like, yeah, there a lot of these people are getting hired, but it's sort of countdown until a lot of them are, you know, laid off eventually, you know, after a year or two, because that's the, you know, normally a lot of this is unsustainable. And that's how the gaming industry kind of did what they did. And most of these, I understand what Larian is talking about, but a lot of these companies are mega corporations. I mean, Microsoft is one of them, and they this is post acquiring Activision. So, you know, a lot of the stuff that they did to reduce the workforce was probably a lot of stuff that they weren't even involved with. When Activision and Bobby K, shout out to Bobby K,
you know,
but yeah, it's just one of those things. It's not a good thing, because, you know, people's livelihoods are you know, kind of put into a scale. But it's just the reality.
Yeah, unfortunately. All right, moving on here. This one's also like financially driven. More based comments here. So the COO of Saber Interactive says that $70 games will go the way of the dodo. He believes that that is not sustainable. So this is what he said. I'm reading this off of Video Game Chronicle. Saber Interactive CEO Matthew Karch believes the $70 game will eventually become a thing of the past as developers move to reduce costs and risk in an increasingly challenging AAA games market. This is something a lot of people are finally now talking about. Again, I just find it so funny how Sean Layden brought this topic up years ago, and everybody said, what the fuck is wrong with you? You're crazy. Laughed him off the stage. And now suddenly everyone's talking about it. You know, it's like the AAA model. You can't sustain it, you know? And obviously one of the reasons these guys give for why games cost so much is because of development costs. But you know, you could probably lower development costs if you actually did shit, you know, in a smarter way. I understand gaming isn't like a movie where like everything's perfectly planned out ahead of time, but there's probably some stuff they can at least try to do.
Well, I mean, the thing about it is a lot of it has to do with scope, you know? Mm-hmm. And yeah. When you have a market that's demanding everything and the stars, that's the
problem.
And to be honest, you can't walk that sort of stuff back. You know, if you're saying like a lot of games are open world, okay, then why isn't this one open world? Oh well, because it's because we can't do all of that. You know, like the expectations they always get transferred to whatever's coming next. Oh man, you've heard it before. I was like, oh man, how come this game doesn't have any
multiplayer? How come
this game is an open world? Where's the skill trees?
Yeah, and again, this is something I've said before. I blame the gamers for not all of them, but some of them. You know, it's like you guys want everything, but it's like you realize it's gonna cost more to make the games you want if you want every game to be Applebee's, basically. You know, where's this? Where's the four-player co-op? Where's that? Where's this? This game had, how come this doesn't? How come this is an open world? You know, it's like, guys, what are we doing here? You know?
I mean, again, like what Sean Layden said was right. In order to get more game titles out there, we need to drop the prices, drop the budgets, drop the prices of things to the point where people are not having to fully question what their purchase is. $70 is a lot of money.
Yeah.
You know, even in our inflated world of now, right? You should like, even if you're somewhat functioning at a bit of a loss, I feel like people will not question a $60 game over a $70.
Yeah. You know, and again, this is like the topic du jour now. We brought this up before, and Brett asked a very good question. You know, because he asked me, because you know me, I'm a AAA guy, right? I love me some AAA games. He goes, Tony, what would you be willing to give up, you know, to reduce costs? I said, reduce the size of the fucking games. Focus on one gameplay aspect. We don't need all these things. Again, I played Gears of War, the first Gears of War, for the first time in 2015 and fucking loved it. That game, no skill trees, no power-ups, no XP, just roadie run, shoot motherfuckers. Looked gorgeous. You don't need to sacrifice like graphics, you know, for all this other stuff. You know?
And the little reload mini game. Right?
That's it.
You know, you get a little bit more bullets or you get more stuff. Yeah.
You don't there's need no all reason this
why,
shit.
There's no reason why God of War needs a skill tree.
It doesn't. Carlos, I'm going to go off.
Uh-oh.
You don't need skill trees. You don't need fucking loot. You don't need a giant open world. You don't need all these side quests. Like, you don't need any of this stuff. You know?
The God of War remakes, the Dad of War sequels.
Yeah.
All they need is the combat, the weapons, and the story. And that's it. That's all you need.
Some cool set pieces and you're good. You know,
yeah,
you don't need all that stuff. So to me, that's how you lower. You don't need to sacrifice graphical quality to have, you know, get a game costing $50. Look at fucking Hellblade. That game looks as good as any AAA game 8 hours in and up. Perfect. You know? Like
and that game is free.
And they sell the game for a lower price. What is it?
Yeah, it was $40 before, right?
$40 game, the new one's gonna be $50. Right?
Yeah, I think new $50, but like the original one, but my point stands. If you wanna cut costs, stop making these games guard engine. Not every game needs to be open world. Not every game needs multiplayer. Not every game needs skill trees. Not every game needs loot. Not every game needs this, that, and the other things. Like, come on, guys. What the fuck are we doing? You know? But it's also gonna be on the gamers to just accept that. You mean it's only 20 hours? I'm not buying that. You hear that shit all the time. What do you mean it doesn't have 4-play co-op? What do you mean it doesn't have a season pass? You know, like all this bullshit. So it's up to you guys out there, you know, to not demand the fucking like sun and moon.
I would say this. You know, just like a lot, you know, not every game, you know, went from the generations that we originally started with were those 50 million hour games. You did have them, right? They weren't, you know, you in between those games, you had smaller experiences, things that, you know, in the classic era, I mean, not classic era, but like the era of this, of the 128-bit console, right? You know, PlayStation 2, you know, Dreamcast and the Xbox, right? Games in that era used to last around 6 to 8 hours. That's a normal length of a game. You know, that's like a weekend, right?
Yeah.
I remember back in the day, you had your
big Final Fantasy games.
We called big games RPGs. They were the big games, you know? And even back then, when we're like, I played this for 100 hours, that was crazy back then. Now it's like 100 hours, that's nothing. You hear this shit. That's the 100 hours. Yeah, I need 5 million hours, you know? It's like what are we doing here, guys? You know? These developers are giving you what you want, you know, and you're demanding too much. What's up, Carlos?
Yeah, when I think about the whole price issue with video games, I feel like it's a double-edged sword because you can make games that cost less. That are lower budgets, that are 5 to 6 to 7 hour experiences that are, you know, are great. But I would also, let's say GTA 6 will live up to the hype and they say we're charging $80 for it. No. And everyone in this room who wants to play the game and knows that it's going to live up to the hype. I think everyone would gladly pay $80 for it. But, you know, if we think about it in that terms, then everyone that's selling it for $40, the smaller games that are selling for $40, it's this endless loop where they're like, oh, we need to do what GTA did and add all of these modes and sell it at $80. And that's just how it works. Everyone thinks that they should sell at the same price, 70, 60, 70 bucks, when in reality, most of these games should not even be selling at that price because they're inflating their costs, they're inflating their budgets, doing all of these things, adding freaking voice actors or characters that are just are bloating budgets because you want to star in this video game and no one really cares about. Why is Jon Snow in freaking Call of Duty? I don't know. Why is Kevin Spacey in Call of Duty? I don't know.
Why is Keanu Reeves in fucking Cyberpunk? You know,
yeah.
Hey, that's inflating prices too. You think my man's going in there on the cheap? You know, come on now. And again,
I mean, because I really like you.
I would love someone to like look into this shit. Like, has any celebrity cameo positively impacted gaming sales? Like, I would love to know that. You know, because like, what metrics are these like executives looking at? You know, that go, oh, yeah, this game had this guy and it did better. You know, it's like, I want to know that. Anyway, go on, Carlos. I just throw that in there.
Was V in Cyberpunk? I honestly don't know who that is. Is that someone famous?
V? Main character?
V? No. V is like your own
character. No, V is just a generic
person. And if you're talking about the voices, it's like a couple of different voice actors.
Yeah, it's a voice.
Depending on what you select, you know.
Yeah,
no, they weren't any. Look at motherfucking Red Dead, the Red Dead games, right? None of those people were famous, and they were awesome. You know, they became famous after the fact. You know, GTA 5. That's another one. They didn't have any crazy celebrities. You know, great voice actors, and that was Rockstar deliberately doing that shit because they had a bunch of. Remember San Andreas? They went ham with fucking celebrities, Samuel L. Jackson, and everything. And even Rockstar was like, "Okay, we're gonna chill out now." You know,
it was actually the thing with Ray Liotta that got them to stop essentially stop doing that stuff.
Well, because after the fact, remember, after that game, they had fucking Samuel L. Jackson, a bunch of other guys, you know, Ice-T in the game. They had a bunch of cameos in there.
But I mean, yeah, both games had a lot of famous actors.
After that, like, but the guy who played Nico, he wasn't anybody big. As a matter of fact, remember that controversy? They didn't pay him, you know?
Well, there was that. They're not, and then there's that other side of it where they, they don't want to use any famous big actors, but then they weren't paying the guys that were the main characters. The same thing happened with, Mr. Red Dead.
The guy playing John Marston, right?
John Marston. Same thing.
I think, what's his face? Arthur Morgan. I follow the guy on Twitter. He's a good guy. I think he got his money, though. I haven't heard him complain, you know, because they probably Rockstar's like, we don't want that controversy again, you know? But yeah, but Carlos, to your point, you could get awesome, amazing voice actors that you never heard of because no one gives a shit if it's a celebrity, you know?
The thing about games is that you are making. If you're making a digital person, why does it need to look like anybody? Why does it need to sound like anybody specific? You are literally making your protagonist. And I understand, you know, like, this is one of the things I always have against with Kojima. Obviously, yes, he wants to work with all these famous people.
That's right.
But do any of these people add anything to the game? Other than Homeboy, the Tommy Earl Jenkins, the dude who played Die Hard Man. Because that dude was trying. And you never heard of that motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yet and all, what was it? Norman Reedus barely fucking talks. And Mads Mikkelsen, the two both most famous people in the game. First guy barely talks. Second guy, you barely see him.
Manny, and going back a little further, Kiefer Sutherland.
Kiefer Sutherland remember from that? Metal Gear Solid, Solid 5. What did Kiefer Sutherland add to Big Boss?
He didn't add anything.
He didn't add anything. He barely spoke.
Yeah, so it's like you're spending all this money on these celebrities for what?
Yeah, obviously, yes, you want to use that celebrity to sell your game, right? You know, hey, look, we got all these famous people in the game.
But again,
I get that. But at the same time, you don't need to depend on any of that. You make your own people.
But again, has it been proven that boosts game sales? I want to know this. I don't know about it on the channel.
I don't think it specifically boosts game sales, but it gets it's I would say it's more of an advertising ploy.
Are they spending money on advertising?
When Norman Reedus goes on to the Tonight Show, he gets asked, you know, not only gets asked about Walking Dead or the other bullshit that he's doing. Oh, they're like, hey, what about that weird game that you are in? Oh, yeah, that thing. I love it. You know, stuff like that. So you're getting that sort of promotion arm of your thing.
But does that promotion boost sales?
But that's
I want to know that answer.
It has been known, at least for now, that and I think Death Stranding did okay, but I don't think it did amazing.
No, it didn't. Remember, Kojima even said that the game didn't meet his expectations financially.
Yeah, but again, like, you know, which means that the scope needs to be, you know, reined in.
Yeah, because
maybe you don't hire a bunch of famous people to be in your game.
I'm pretty sure the game would have cost less if they didn't hire all those goddamn people.
I mean, yeah, but I mean, one thing you can say about it is
gotta pay Jeff Keighley.
Yeah, you gotta pay Jeff Keighley his likeness rights, and you know, his little. Oh no, he did have somebody else voicing him.
Oh my god! So. Yeah,
it's Keighley.
Yeah. So yeah, shit is out of control, man. As for the $70 games, the thing is, people are still buying them, so they're not gonna stop until people stop buying them.
But the thing about it is that, you know, you hear something like stuff like saying, oh, this is the biggest year or did it really amazingly.
Yeah.
And for the $70 game. Do you think that, you know, obviously people are still buying them, but don't you think that more people would be, you know, not question the purchase if they decided to drop the price and somewhat take a financial loss on a title? Like, what if just say for this, and I know Marvel takes a huge cut of, you know, their titles. What if they, you know, dropped a new Spider-Man game for $50?
Yeah, but again, the other part
people would buy it.
You think so? I mean, Spider-Man, it's going to sell. But Manny, this is something we discussed on this podcast forever too. What's the other problem? That game costs $40. It's got to be a cheap piece of shit.
Yeah, where people perceive a low price as a knock on quality.
Yeah,
which is untrue.
That's not true. Yeah, some cases it is, but no, it's generally not true. You know, it's like, yeah, just because a game costs like less doesn't mean it's bad, but people perceive that. We've heard this conversation since the PS3 era. You know, that's gotta be a $30 game. Why? It's gotta be a cheap piece of shit. You know, and I'm not even gonna talk about the dumb fanboys. You know, I'm proud to pay that kind of money for these exclusives. You're a fucking moron. You know, Black Metal Gamer. He goes, I think $2. Thank you. I think majority of gamers wait for price drops now. They should. If you're smart, you should wait for a price drop. There's no reason to be spending full price on these fucking games. You know, most of which are shit, as we've been discussing. You know, so yeah, man. We'll see what's gonna happen with the games. Again, I know people like to talk about like, oh, is the game industry gonna cash? I don't think so. I don't want to say too big to fail, but I don't think that's gonna happen. But there could be a big downsizing. You know, if these companies don't get their shit together. You know,
I just want to give a shout out to Brett, who if he would be in this show, be like telling us about Game Pass and how he doesn't have to pay full price for all the games. I don't have to pay
nothing. Yeah,
but that's true. But then we'll mention, well, that's another rabbit hole because the developers are going to be like, we ain't making money off of this.
We ain't making shit off of this Game Pass shit that you keep talking about.
Yeah, and then Brett's going to call those developers liars.
Yes. What the fuck does he know?
What do they know? I don't know. They made the game, maybe?
Maybe they made the game and they know that you're not going to be... You know, with that little bit of money, you're not going to make that. They're not giving the same deals as they were after.
Yeah,
and you don't make money after you do that deal.
Yeah, like just I said, saying. It's a Faustian deal, man. All right, man. So that's all the news. Again, kind of slow week. So let's fluff it up a little bit with the games we have been playing. Chris, I'll go to you first. What games have you been playing lately?
Well, at Platinum Pacific Drive.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was trying out the Stellar Blade demo some more because it was very interesting. Like, it's a small chunk of the game, but they left the full tutorial in so you could try out the moves. So I was trying to figure out the combat. And there's some pretty nice animations and cool moves, like death animations and stuff she does when she stabs these creatures and things. So I was trying to get a handle on it because, you know, I want to get into it when the game finally drops, you know, at the end of the month. So I gave the demo a little more time. I fought the last boss, and they add if you beat it, they do a boss, like kind of a boss rush mode, so that's good. You could just fight the bosses, so I thought that was pretty interesting. So that's what I was doing yesterday.
Speaking about Stellar Blade, apparently like people have put a lot of hours into that demo, which is really interesting.
That's a pretty robust demo. Give them credit.
Yeah, it's fascinating that they gave you so much for a demo. And how much? Question: how, do you guys know how much of the demo rolls over into the main game?
Well, I'm not sure. I have
no idea.
I don't know.
Because I know the demo does save. It has save in it. It has a save in it.
Yeah.
And you know, and I heard that if you do finish it, like you pretty much begin where you left off when you play the final game. But I don't know. I'd have to look into it.
Yeah. Rich, what have you been playing lately that you're allowed to talk about?
Well, unfortunately, it has been a busy week for me. I have been playing a little bit of WWE 2K24 because obviously we just passed WrestleMania. So pretty interesting. But that's all I could talk about for now. There is some other stuff that I will be playing soon. So maybe you'll hear about that stuff I don't know, maybe sometime in a few weeks or so, I guess we could say. Yeah.
We'll have things to talk about. I cannot talk about what I am playing, so we'll save that for when I can. Manny, have you been playing anything lately?
I've been playing through a little bit of a Hi-Fi Rush. Today is the last few months have been pretty, you know, a lot of stuff happening, obviously, with the passing of my cat and a bunch of other projects that are literally coming at the same time. One thing I would say to you, I'll say it to what you got going on. We'll talk about that later. But yeah, I've been hacking away at Hi-Fi Rush just here and there, just getting through and playing it, maybe playing it a little bit on my lunch hours and stuff like that. So yeah, it's good to, you know, it's always fun to play that game. I still wish I could roll over my PC Game Pass PC save over, but unfortunately, it's not one of those things that they allow you to do. But not a big deal. I already know how to do a lot of things, and yeah, good stuff.
Cool. Carlos, have you been playing anything lately?
So the candidates tournament is going on right now, so I decided to play some chess.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Yeah, so I'm back at that. But no, as far as video games, nothing yet.
Yeah. All right. So that's going to do that. Do we have anything to plug around here? Manny, you said you were going to say something.
For me, there is a pretty cool announcement that is coming tomorrow. Can't say what it is because they still want to obviously keep what they have planned in the wraps. But stay tuned. There'll be some fun stuff that'll be revealed.
I'm guessing we could talk about this on Sunday then.
Yes, we could talk about it on Sunday, yes.
Good stuff. Rich, what's going on with the Coalition, man?
So, we're working on a couple of different things. There is nothing to announce at the moment. I know that we have concluded our review of Carlos's favorite TV show of 2024, The Walking Dead, The Ones Who Live. So, obviously, there will be some other Walking Dead shows coming in the future later this year. So I Am Negan will return when those shows return. The Power Show will also return sometime in June when that season returns. So, yeah, for now, though, on the gaming side, yeah, there's a lot of stuff we're working on. I would tell you to stay tuned. And I would also tell you to stay tuned to the Coalition Gaming because there's going to be some stuff getting posted up on there relatively soon. So stay tuned for that.
Yeah. Also, shout out to
you know.
We got the podcast.
Their podcast.
Yeah, this is a podcast. This is Ollie.
That's the new guy.
Yeah, that's the new guy. He's a good boy.
Also, I do want to apologize to our viewers for this past weekend. Rich was not able to join. Throw down your questions because he was too busy crying. Because apparently he was waiting for the story to complete in this year's WrestleMania, and it looks like it happened.
Well, let me make a response to that of what Carlos just said. Yes, I do apologize. I wasn't on the last Throwdown show because we were watching WrestleMania. However, I wasn't crying, so I don't know what this guy is talking about. I'm glad that this story BS is over with because I'm not sold on this Cody Rhodes guy, and I can't wait for The Rock to come back and beat his ass. So I just wanted to make that clear because The Rock is coming back for another match. They made that very clear.
The final boss, when the final boss returns.
Absolutely.
You know what's funny? I texted Adam and Rich about WrestleMania, and then Adam's like, "Why didn't you join? Why didn't you join me and Rich in our Xbox chat? We were watching it live together." I was like, "Motherfucker, you didn't even invite me."
Oh shit! Adam's not inviting you. What the fuck?
That must change in the future. Yeah.
Oh no, that was the last. That's the last wrestling I'm watching for a while. Something good has to happen again in order for me to get, you know. I mean, the reason why I watch this wrestle, I watch part of it is because the nostalgia factor. I mean, it's The Rock. I thought Stone Cold was gonna make it, so you know that's my heyday.
I will say the tag match with The Rock, that match was entirely too long, and I mean too long. It was good to see The Rock, and still, you know, he didn't look winded, but that match was too long. They should have edited that down. But outside of that, it was an okay weekend. So we'll see what happens.
Manny's cat is entranced by the pod by us.
Cat. He's a former stray. So there's a lot of him like realizing things. Like he still doesn't understand mirrors fully. And he gets mesmerized by TVs and stuff like that. So he doesn't. He's Yeah.
Is that the Monkey King on your shirt?
Yes, it is. It's nice. Sun Wukong.
Sun Wukong.
You should turn on your team, your TV while the cat's there while you're playing Stray.
Yeah, there you go. Let's see if he reacts to it.
Our other cat, Minnie, didn't really care for it. Neither did Bronson, our other cat. So we'll see.
Yeah, give it a shot. Yeah, that happened. We were trying to replicate that. At Tom's Guide, our editor-in-chief, he was like, hey, we played this game in front of this cat. This cat looked at it for a second, then he went away. Like, damn it.
Yep. He was just like, oh, yeah, what's that?
But
yeah,
we'll see. Yeah, but that cat had won his day, though, because he put a GoPro camera on the cat's neck, and that became our biggest video on YouTube. Oh. It's just the cat just prancing around the backyard, but it's like mesmerizing, you know. It's like, oh, the cat's climbing a tree now. Oh, he's jumping over the fence. Like, and I was like, is that the neighbors? Like, yeah, he does that all the time.
Hmm.
And then, you know,
as, shout out to little Elodies.
Yeah, you know, and then of course, you know, as cats are wont to do, climb a tree, they don't know how to get back down. It's like, yeah. Bitch, you got up there, you figure it out, you know. It's hilarious. You're
supposed to be the smart ones.
Yeah, exactly. You're supposed to be the smart ones. Like, you know, maybe you should have thought about this beforehand, you know? Otaku man, what's going on? Yeah, we was wrapping up. Gotta get Andre back. I keep saying that shit, but we really do gotta get him back on. I was gonna make a point about something, but I forgot. Oh, yeah. So, Rich, what I find funny is, like, obviously, you know, one of the reasons I wanted to have you be a member of Throwdown is because, you know, obviously Adam's not going to be anymore. So I find it fitting that just like Adam, whenever WrestleMania's on, you also weren't on. So I totally get it. It's all good. You know, when WrestleMania's on, Adam ain't going to be on tonight, you know. So now we got
it. It was most definitely their biggest WrestleMania in a very long time.
They literally sold out
the two nights, and then they sold out the two arenas where they do Raw and SmackDown. So that's 4 days of sold out stuff, probably their biggest business in a long time.
I will say this, the matches were that's what got my attention. So, but if there is a WrestleMania in the future where the matches are garbage, then I will not be watching the show. But we'll see what happens. But let me give a shout out to Fergus Mills, because he actually was there. He actually went to WrestleMania. Yeah, I saw him posting a whole bunch of photos and stuff. So I got to ask him about that experience. But
did he go out all the fan events that they had throughout the city?
That's a good question. I'm not sure how many events he went to. I just know he was at WrestleMania. He had a lot of pictures he took with a lot of different. He had some wrestlers he took pictures with too. So yeah.
Shout out to Fergus Mills, man.
Shout out to Fergus Mills.
Tony. Oh, go ahead.
I do have a question for you.
Why is it?
So we're through the first quarter of the year, and I remember you talking about how there hasn't been, you know, this year's gaming lineup has been lacking.
Yeah.
And I'm curious, right now, since you're more into the weeds of the video game stuff, and even more recently for certain reasons, has there been a change of games that you've been anticipating, or do you still feel like it's still at that meh point?
Yeah, it's still at the meh point. I don't even know what the hell's coming out the rest of the year. You know? Or I should say what I'm excited about. So no, nothing's changed. Like, I'm like, I think, you know, barring something miraculous with Stellar Blade, I think at the end of the day, it's going to be a really fun action game, but nothing spectacular. I think barring anything surprising, I think Final Fantasy VII Rebirth is probably locked in for Game of the Year for me. Like,
uh-oh.
What else is coming out this year, man? I don't even know.
The Last of Us 2
remake. You know? Yeah, we're going to get a PS5 Pro with no games, you know? Yeah, Carlos, my answer hasn't changed, man. Very disappointed with this generation. This, again, I know I sound like a fucking, you know, broken record, you know, but it's like, this has been the worst gaming generation ever, you know? I know Brett was here, well, I'm eating good, you know? Like, I'm glad you're eating good, man. I'm over here, you know, like emancipated or whatever, you know? Emaciated, not emancipated, emaciated. You know?
You would be emancipated if you didn't need to review games. That would you be being emancipated.
Well, the thing is, I review games I want, which is good. Just like I said, I will not volunteer to review the Star Wars game. I think I'm good. But with Stellar Blade, I was like, sign me up. You know? I was like, give me that shit. And based on what the demo, I think it's going to be a very fun game. You know, I don't think it's going to be earth shattering, but I think it's going to be a very fun, very satisfying throwback game. Like I said, it reminds me of those PS2 games where it's like hot girl with a fucking sword slashing shit. Nothing wrong with that. Keep it nice and simple, you know?
Oh, we got Elden Ring. That's one thing.
DLC. Give me that DLC. Let's go.
You'll give it to me now.
The other thing I want to bring up, if you guys haven't checked it out, we did record the Invincible podcast. Me, Carlos, Rich, and Dana Abercrombie got together, and we did like a full show on the last four episodes of season 2. Very good series, you know. Watch that over X-Men. You know, don't watch that X-Men. Watch the Invincible.
Yeah.
You know? Fucking amazing.
I'm also going to co-sign that 100%. What you just said. Watch that show. Very good discussion.
Yes.
Yeah. Definitely check that out.
Yeah, that was a good show. So go check that out, and hopefully we don't have to wait 2.5 years to season 3. You know. And I'm not even exaggerating with that amount of time. By the way, that's literally how long it took. You know. Worst Fallout. Barry, actually, there is a Fallout podcast coming from the Coalition. Dana asked me if I wanted to be a part of it. I said no, but if any of you guys here on the panel wants to be a part of that, I got to ask Brett as well. Let me know, and I'll relate to Dana, and she'll happily have you on. So, you know, Carlos, Chris, if you plan on watching Fallout, you know, hit up Dana. She wants to have you guys on.
I plan on watching it, but I don't know if I have time to watch it. And
the whole season's out already, you know?
Yeah, the whole season's out. Yep. Rich, are you watching it?
That is a very good question, Carlos. I have no idea. I'm not the hugest Fallout fan. You know, Gary is the biggest fan of us three. I don't even think Dana is a huge fan of the Fallout games, no. But I may check out the first episode. If I like the first episode, then I'll continue. But I will keep you posted on that, good sir. But we'll see.
Yeah, hit up Dana because I think it'll be good. I'm not going to watch that show. Again, it's one of those things where when it comes to a modern show, I need it to be vetted first. I can't just dive in blind because, you know, shit is stupid now. Anyway, let us end this show. Good stuff. So make sure you follow Throwdown on Twitch and Twitter. Join a Discord where the conversations and the rumors will pop in. As always, thank you guys for posting all that stuff in there. This is literally where I get all my news. I just go, all right, what's the first day of this week? Scroll up and just look at all the stuff. It's great. And sometimes I'll post stuff in there for myself. Like, okay, I want to talk about this. You know, so shout out to you guys. Shout out to the YouTube crew watching us on YouTube. Make sure you hit like, subscribe, and hit the bell to be notified of when our shows go live every Thursday and Sunday at 10:30 p.m. Eastern. Shout out to everybody who gave us the super chats. We appreciate the money. That is money we will always give back to you guys. As a matter of fact, remember, we have episode 500 coming up soon. It's first week of September. So my plan is, because I want to get you guys a console, but I think we probably won't do a giveaway on that episode because if the PS5 Pro is real, I think we may want to wait a month or two by that, you know, for a lucky winner. So either way, we will be giving away a console this year for sure. We have the funds, you know, thanks to you guys with the bits and now the super chats, all that good stuff, you know. You already know. Anyway, Throwdown, we're on every podcast app on the planet. Throwdown Show, that's two words, Throwdown Show. And throwdownshow.com to listen to past episodes, man. For everything else, make sure you hit up the comment section or description, I should say, the links, man. Once again, I'm Tony Polanco, and tonight I was joined by Emilio Lopez and his cat.
See you next time.
Chris Seeley.
Hey, take care, everyone.
Carlos Romero.
Peace out.
And Richard Bailey Jr.
Have a good weekend, everybody.
All right, guys, you already know. Sunday, later.
Ladies.